it's 50 minutes one direction, an hour in the other direction. It's almost the same. But the thing was, when I was at Goddard in the beginning, 6 years, I was working on innovative application of space and so forth. I did some conference papers and chaired some sessions and so on. So got to know quite a few people in different companies. And Goddard at that time in the late 70s was doing this study of how much communications is needed by government, how much support should government give to communications, because they used to say industry is now pretty stable and hefty income, why should government be spending money on it? And we had a couple of programs within Goddard. One was starting the ATS program, and ATS-6 had been a very great success, and the NASA headquarters wanted something to follow up on that.
Now that was what?
The Advanced Technology Satellite. ATS-6 was, after we finish, I'll show you, I have a couple of pictures down there, my dad. It had a 30-foot diameter antenna on the spacecraft, and it was therefore able to relay these TV signals down to Earth, and they used to have a 10-meter, which was considered a small terminal for a community, or later on they made it like 18 foot or so. That 5 meter, that could still pick up these signals from the satellite, at very often in the S-man, and some of them were in the UHF 900 megahertz band. They did experiments in India and several other places for community development, for educational broadcasts and so on. And ATS-6 follow-on, we were proposing something called Advanced Communication Technology Satellite, ACTS, because some years earlier we also had a CTS, Communication Technology Satellite, in coordination with the Canadians, and that had a huge big 200-watt microwave transmitter tube on the spacecraft. However, the headquarters was not very thrilled by it. Headquarters was actually thrilled by the OMB, but not thrilled by the idea of government spending more money on follow-on ACTS. So one guy at Goddard was John McElroy. He was given the responsibility by the center director to go do a survey of the country, different companies, and see what is technology, where does it stand, and where does government need to come in. So he selected a team of four people. One was an antenna specialist, one was an economist type for benefits, cost benefits, and I was a communication type, and I think the three of us plus he. So we four of us went around the country and went to Hughes and Lockheed and RCA and several other companies. And they were all very receptive in the sense that it's NASA program, NASA has the new ACTS that we proposed, they knew that the question is, should it go forward or not? So we got some very good insight into what different things were doing and so on. We gave a report, the results, Goddard was happy with it. What happened was McElroy was invited to come to headquarters and take on the job there. He took two of us with him. So I spent a couple of years at headquarters with him. Then I came back to Goddard because this TDRS that I was mentioning had just been, it was going to be launched in 81, sometime around that time, 82. And they were getting nervous that we don't have the ground segment completely ready. And they set up a special assistant director, associate director for getting this TDRS system going. And he had two or three people with him, and one of them knew me from old days, and he said, if you want to come and work on this program here. So I became a system planning manager, they called it. I flew the title, but it just meant the ground system, not the whole system. The satellite system was already built, it was ready to be launched. So our job was to make sure all the ground stations are ready, and the White Sands, which has a big complex there, to receive the data from TDRS, separate it out, send it to all the principal investigators whose experiments are flying on those small low Earth orbit satellites, and their data is coming through TDRS back to ground. So those kind of things had to be coordinated. And so I came back in 81, after 2 years at headquarters, came back to Goddard, spent some time with TDRS people. Then they had some reorganization and went to work for NASCOM, and after 2 years I retired. And that's one other thing about IEEE, benefit of involvement in IEEE, because I was in several of these IEEE activities, and one guy at CSE happened to be the section chairman at that time of IEEE. He knew me from those activities, knew me from the time at headquarters, and when he heard in 92 that I was going to retire, he said, he worked at CSE. He said, why don't you come to CSE? For a few years, you can have part-time work if you want, you can be full-time if you want. So I came in, they gave me the rank of a consulting engineer, but I was a full-time employee for 6 years or so after that.